This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
Welcome, everyone, to a brand new episode of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. In today's episode, we're going to be tackling Lethal Weapon 3 from 1992. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa, and my co-host is...
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
If you guys are watching this on YouTube, please hit that like button if you're enjoying this review. Hit those notification bells so every time we go live, you guys will be notified. And if you're new to the channel, please hit the subscribe button and support the channel. For those of you listening to us on the go, please subscribe to the channel. Hit the follow button. Leave some comments, some feedbacks, and we will get to you as soon as possible. But let's get right into this review. Nate, this is your first time watch for Lethal Weapon 3, right?
First time. Yeah, everything after part one. First time watch for me. So it was my first time ever seeing it. 1992. And I am a 90s movie fan. I figured like I should have at least seen two or three or four.
Right.
I haven't. It's my first time.
Nah, that's crazy. Now, for those of you that's seen Lethal Weapon 3, leave a comment down below your thoughts on Lethal Weapon 3 from 1992. But these are the criteria we based our action movies reviews on. And they are lead character, main villain, action scenes, storyline, overall, total points, and there you have it. You could join us on the scoring, leave it down below, or just give us your thoughts of the film itself, and then we get to you as soon as possible once you guys put your comments on the, leave your comments. So let's get right into it. Let's start it off with lead character, Danny Glover, Mel Gibson. Oh, that's right. Let's get right into the box office numbers.
We're going to talk about our box office and our Rotten Tomatoes really quick. So, box office numbers, this is where I guess wrong every single time, but sometimes I'm close. I think Lethal Weapon 3 made 100. I don't remember how much the last one made, but I think it was pretty good. I'm going to say $130 million.
Okay. All right. So with that said, let's get right into the Lethal Weapon 3 box office numbers from 1992. And they are... It was Nate Wright? Nope, he was actually wrong. The domestic numbers was $144,731,527. International, $177 million flat. And worldwide total of $321,731,527 on a budget. You ready for this? $35 million. It is a successful third movie in a franchise.
A smash hit, if you will. Smash hit. Almost 10 times its budget. That's a big success right there.
Yeah. So with that said, we went through the Lethal Weapon 3 box office numbers. Now, let's tackle the Rotten Tomatoes scores. Nate.
So this is, now this is where we reverse, and Alex guesses, and he's usually wrong. Sometimes he's close, sometimes he's not. Alex, what do you think the critic score is and the audience score is according to Rotten Tomatoes?
I say the critic score is 75 and the audience score, I would say 86.
86. Okay. So just for so people know, Lethal Weapon 1 had an 80. Lethal Weapon 2 an 82 critics. This one, 60% from critics. The lowest one so far. Audience score, 86 for the first one. 77 for the second, 61 for this one. So both of them very close. Usually they're, you know, a little bit off, but 60 and 61. So critically, so far, these are the lowest. But you guys already know that none of these numbers even matter. It doesn't matter at all because the only reason you're listening to this is to hear if we like the movie or not. So who gives a care, right?
Yeah, so look, with that said, who gives a crap about Rotten Tomatoes scores? We give no craps about it. Now you're here for our review on it. So with that said, lead character, Mel Gibson, Danny Glover, Riggs, Murtaugh. Take it away, Nate.
Yeah, so, okay. You know what? This was my least favorite rendition of these two characters so far of the movies that I've watched. From Lethal Weapon 1 and 2, I liked them. I felt like they were on an upward, you know, slope. From one, I liked them, and two, I liked them more. You know what I mean? Here, it went backwards, a step backwards for me. I don't know what it is. Mel Gibson is way too goofy in this movie. Like, he is, like, you know, the other ones, they're funny. But he's, like, really doing a lot of weird stuff, like the stuff with the dog. He's on the floor, and he's like, oh, my God, he's eating doggy biscuits. And I'm like, what is this? What is going on here? And every time he's talking with Rene Russo, he's all jittery. He looked like he was on crack the whole time. I don't know what was going on. It was a little weird. Then Murtaugh's off the screen for like a good portion of the movie. Like he's like out because he shoots that guy. So he can't, he's like hiding or whatever. Like, I don't know. They still have great chemistry. Don't get me wrong. They still have, the opening scenes are good with them too. You know, the armored car thing and the jaywalking scene was hilarious. So they still have good chemistry, but I thought it was going to get better, but it didn't. I still give it a four. I still give it a four.
Yeah. Well, you know where I'm going with this. I'm going with a five. There is no, I mean, I just love the characters. And yeah. I mean, I understand from your point of view, I totally understand that Mel Gibson totally changes from one all the way to three in terms of his character. Yeah. But you know what? I don't care, man, because I love it. I don't get it. It's just something about it. It makes me laugh. Even when they're on screen together, you start to chuckle because it's like, what the hell more can these two do to each other? With their relationship, and then Leo Getz is in the movie also, so that's another comedic relief.
Yeah. And now he's blonde.
Yeah, my favorite out of the scene is when he's trying to sell the house, and,
he goes,
funny. "A drug dealer came through this door right here, and then they had an explosion on the bathroom toilet." He goes, "I'm gonna kill him. I'm gonna kill him." Yeah,
that part was funny.
He goes, I gotta disclose it. What do you want me to do?
Remember when he tells him, he's like, you left out the nail gun. And he's like, oh, yeah. Like, he forgot about the nail gun thing for part two. Yeah, that was pretty good.
Yeah, and then he goes, do you got the permits for the whatever? And he goes, what? And he goes, I got it.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Anyway, Joe Pesci is funny in this.
No, he is. But I do agree with you. But I'm going to keep going with a five because their chemistry never changed from one. One was more serious. They got used to each other. But then you saw the relationship blossom and it continued even on three. That you could tell that they just became brothers at arms pretty much. So you gave it a four. I gave it a five. Let's get to the main villain.
You know what? A two. If there's one thing this series has struggled with, in my opinion, it's villains. None of these villains are particularly good. Some of them are serviceable so far. This guy's kind of just serviceable, in my opinion. He wasn't that cool. I don't remember. I just watched this. Travis, I think his name is. Yep. Like his last name, something Travis. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's like a former cop turned arms dealer. He's another time where he's not really around for big, huge chunks of the movie. He's just doing something else somewhere, apparently. You know, we don't really check in on him much. Two. The villains are weak. They've done nothing for me so far. I'll be honest. None of them have done anything for me. They're stock villains that are there to be in the movie, but they're not really that impressive. This is another one. The actor wasn't even very good or anything. I give it a two.
Interesting. A two. Yeah. Very interesting. In terms of Travis, I guess generous Al is back.
Here he comes.
Generous Al is back. I gave him a 4.5.
Wow.
And the reason why is because Travis goes into the police station, kills the dude, then escapes. Then he is selling armor-piercing bullets, uses it, kills a rookie that Riggs was talking to. It wasn't even in the shooting range where he goes, sit back, kid. This is how you shoot.
That kid.
Right? Yeah, he's like that one. And then he gets even angrier because he found out that the kid died right in front of him.
You know he's going to die because of the foreshadowing. Like, as soon as he's talking with the kid, they like zoom in on him and he's like, okay. Yeah, this guy's dead. He's going to die. Probably something bad's going to happen to him. And sure enough, it did.
But then the ending, there was like that big, we're not going to talk about it, but they have that big moment with him in the, what the hell was it? The thing that picks up dirt. Was it bulldozer?
Oh, like the dump truck.
The dump truck. Whatever the thing that picks up dirt. Yeah, that thing. Yeah. And you see him and he shoots him with the armor piercing bullets. Well, I give him 4.5. A tractor. Yeah. One of those. I give him 4.5. To me, I thought he worked. He was more engaged with the fighting against the cops than the first two guys. So I gave him a 4. And he's a former cop, man. So he knew where to go and all that. Anyway, with that said, let's get right into action scenes.
The action's pretty good. So the action scenes are pretty good. You know, they are. This movie is just as. It's equivalent, pretty much. So I can't really. Nothing in it is like what far superior to what came before, but it's about on par. It's a little better, if anything. I did like some of the way that some of the action scenes were shot. Rene Russo shows up and does some like karate and stuff. So that's pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
We got a little bit of hand to hand. You know, that was pretty neat. I never thought I'd see Rene Russo doing karate, but hey, yeah. There you go. The armored truck scene is pretty good, you know, with like stuntmen, you know.
The armored truck was made. Woo, yeah. Baby.
Yeah, yeah. The black lady's driving and Danny Glover's like, what are you trying to do? And then but, like, you know, yeah, like an actual stuntman climbing on a truck. And yeah. I love stunts. I love stuntmen. So I give it a 4. I think it was good, not amazing. Nothing in here is like choreographed so great, yeah. But it's all well done. So I give it a 4.
Oh, okay. For me, I love the action in this one. I mean, one thing Lethal Weapon does very well is action scenes. I mean, that's what mm-hmm. we kind of figured out right now. We went to the third movie. We haven't hit the fourth one yet, but so far, all the actions in all these movies are very eye engaging, and you're in there with them throughout the ride, regardless if they're stunt doubles or not. You're in it for the action. I gave it a 4.5. I don't think it's a perfect action, but I think it's, you're right, it's very elevated from the second one in terms of action. And and even when Murtaugh is in the armored truck, to me it's one of the funniest things, because she's kicking it to him. And he's like, drive, drive, drive. And she's like singing, and he goes, just keep singing, and it even makes you happy.
And then she kisses them when they get out. Like, she was in a different scene. Like, they're all like sweaty and nervous, and like this guy's, and she's just like happy to be there and like flirting with them. And it was pretty funny.
And then that's when Riggs goes, what were you doing when I was chasing this guy?
Yeah. Goes,
and then he starts yelling. He's like, what do you mean, what am I doing? I'm chasing. Yeah. I always love that whole chemistry. Good. So let's get right into storyline.
Okay, so I'll be honest. I didn't care for this one. I didn't care for this one too much. We haven't even gotten to the total yet, but this was my least favorite Lethal Weapon so far that we watched. Okay. I don't know. I had a hard time engaging with it, and I think a lot of that has to do with the amount of time it took for the story to get going. Like, I feel like this movie, more than the other two, banked on you liking Riggs and Murtaugh more than like having a good story to tell, in my opinion. You know what I mean? Especially if you watch the first, like, really the first like 30 minutes, nothing of consequence really happens. You know, like the opening bomb scene is like it's just stuff that's there. it's funny. No, it is funny, but it's not. And we're talking like a storyline. It doesn't really have anything to do with anything. You know, there's the jaywalking scene. That's like, it takes up. Stuff takes up time, and it made me laugh, but I was like, but what? But it's not relevant. So I don't know. I think I like the ex-cop turned, you know, criminal. Yeah, I like that. That's pretty good. I'll give it credit for that. That's, you know, I wouldn't say it's new, but it's always a pretty good storyline. But overall, this was weak for me. I gave it a 2. I didn't really like it. And too many characters. They introduced, like, it just, see, I felt like there was too much going on all the time.
Yeah.
It was like, can we relax? There's just too much going on right now.
For myself, I gave this another 4.5. I enjoyed the story. I liked the fact that it was armor-piercing bullets, so that you knew that they were always in danger, because if they shoot them, when it's going to go through their vest.
The cop killers,
yeah. And then the thing is that, right, the bomb with the cat, when he grabs the cat. I thought it was funny because you saw them lose their sergeant badge and they went back to street cops. And then even when they're in the elevator and they kind of knew that it was internal affairs, he goes, remember the money you stole from the drug bust? And he's like, what are you talking about, man? And then, I thought that was all funny when Rene
it
Russo.
Is, yeah, it's definitely funny.
But I agree with you on certain things. There was way too many more characters, but I kind of engaged with the story because you saw Riggs leave his, like, it banked a lot on Riggs' wife, that he was always, he was always having his wife on his thought because that was always there because he lost her. But now he fell in love with a new female, a woman.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, this is pretty cool. And she's kind of the same as him, but just more badass. And I always love Renee. I always loved her.
Russo?
Yeah. I don't know. There's something about her. I always like her. I think she's gorgeous. Good. I was like, but yeah, look, I gave it a 4.5, but I enjoyed it. Overall, I think, as a total package, yeah, I mean, I'll go to my overall. I'll say my overall. But all right, let's get right into overall.
Yeah, this, I think people know where I'm going with this. Uh-oh. I didn't really like this one too much. Let me say this.
Okay.
I found it moderately entertaining. Like, I laughed. I think it was funny, which is cool. I like, you know, I like comedy. I like laughing. But I don't know. This one, like I said, there's too much going on all the time. I feel like a lot of stuff could have been cut. And these movies each have been longer than the one before. Like the running time keeps getting longer. But to me, the storyline is not getting worth the longer runtime. Like this didn't need to be any longer than the last movies, but it is longer. And I like, you know, I get what you're saying with like the street cop thing, how they had to go. And then like how convenient, there's so much stupid stuff. Like how convenient
they were
right where they're sitting.
Yeah.
There's like a robbery of, it's like, come on, this is ridiculous. But whatever, it's a movie, it's fine. But yeah, this one didn't work for me and that's okay. I gave it a 2. I'm not a big fan of it. These number threes in these last two series we did are kind of rough for me. Rambo 3 and this one 3, not my favorite.
Well, I will say this. Rambo 3 over Lethal Weapon 3, I pick Lethal Weapon 3 all day to watch.
I would too. This is way easier to watch. Like, at least I'll laugh. You know what I mean? At least I'll laugh.
Yeah,
for sure. I agree. But it's just, it's lesser than the first two by a margin for me. Yeah.
All right. Well, overall, I'm giving this another 4.5. I enjoyed it. I think, again, but I'm a big fan of the franchise. Nate is watching this for the first time, ladies and gentlemen. So
yeah.
This is two different ways of you getting our rankings and the way we're reviewing this. So I enjoyed it. I liked it. I love the fact that the characters are still developing, whether they're in their relationships, whether, you know, you saw now Riggs is now having a girlfriend in his life. He's trying to let go of his wife also. Then you see Murtaugh, he has his problems because he killed a kid too that his son grew up with, and that was the big conflict. If you really think about it, because the whole message of the movie was pretty much they had to get these guns off the street because they were, what was it, the guns that were sold by cops and they were supposed to get dumped, and
they were like they were automatic weapons and stuff.
You know, so it came back to haunt them, and he basically killed his son's best friend or something like that when they grew up. So
that's what I'm saying though, like, you're right, but like, that's what I mean, like, so much stuff happens in this movie. Why is so much stuff happening? Everything happens in this movie.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's one of those things where with the script, they like took a ball and just threw it at the wall. And like, what sticks? We'll take it. I had like three writers, which, by the way, I saw Carrie Fisher's name as one of the writers on this movie.
Yeah, she's a good writer,
Princess
too.
Leia.
She's a good writer.
Like,
yeah.
Pretty good. But I could see the appeal as well.
No. I mean, it has everything for everyone. It has drama. It has action, tons of action. And then it has comedy. Of course, it's like that's the big thing they're harping on is comedy between the characters. But with that said, total points, my friend.
For me, it's a 14 out of 25. Not my favorite. The chemistry between the leads is good. It's watchable. Don't get me wrong. Like, I may not have loved this storyline, but I can sit through this movie because Mel Gibson and Danny Glover are great. Joe Pesci is great once again. I like the cast, and I will give this movie props and this whole series props. They keep all the same actors in all the movies. Even the smallest roles, like the police chief and the other lady, the blonde lady who's like barely in them, but she's always the same actress. Yeah, she's always the same actress. Danny Glover's family is always played by the same actors. So I give them credit. It's familiar. They do a good job with continuity, but this one just wasn't my favorite.
Hey, it's okay. You know what? It's first time watch. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But with that said, I give this a 5, 4.5, 4.5, 4.5, 4.5. It's a 23 out of a 25. Hopefully I did it right. But this does not mean that this is the best Lethal Weapon movie out of all of them. I love Part 2 more, to be honest with everybody. But again, this is not the final movie of the entire Lethal Weapon. We got one more movie to go next week. That we're gonna review, and it's a pretty big one because it's a modern take. Now we're gonna hit. Yeah, you're gonna like it. All I'll say is Jet Li is in it. Jet Li is in it, so you know who Jet Li is. Everyone knows this is an action podcast, so Jet Li is the main villain. So we're gonna see where Nate rates this guy. If he says it's a 2, I'm flying to Orlando, and I'm gonna figure. I'm choking him out in front of everybody live.
I hope it's good. I just hope it's a good movie. We'll see. Every time I put in the, I look at the box and it's like Jet Li and Chris Rock. I'm like, what the heck? I remember when this came out.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about Chris Rock. All right, forget. You're going to see a low score, everybody. I'm telling you right now. There's going to be low scores all over the place. All right, now just joking. With that said, Nate, you know what to do.
Yeah, so that will be next week. Lethal Weapon 4, a first-time watch for me, a not first-time watch for Alex. And then after that, of course, we will be doing our ranking of this series on the live show and moving on to our next series, which will be The Matrix. So So that should be fun. I know you're not a big fan. We kind of flip flop sometimes. I'm like, we do a yeah, series that I really like, and then we do a series that Alex really likes. So yeah. He was Rambo. He was Lethal Weapon. I was Terminator. We were both, or he's Bond. So we're kind of trading off. So that'll be the next one after that.
Yeah. So there you go. We have Matrix coming up after next week. I'm going to be intrigued. Haven't seen those in a long time. So that's going to be pretty fun to tap into. But with that said, if you want to follow us on our social media platform, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out him and his friends doing podcasts, Nateflix movie reviews on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, anywhere you listen to your podcasts on. Levels of Geeks on all social media platforms except for TikTok and Facebook. And then, of course, check out our website, www.levelsofgeeks.com, where we have all our videos nicely and organized and our merch so you guys can support the channel. Other than that, guys, that's your host, Nate. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa. Be awesome to each other and geek out.